Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We are back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Corey Majors here alongside Kevin Hagelin, and he's going to be with me for...
We'll see.
As long as he possibly can. There's a possibility our friend Chris Arnold might be out here shortly to help us out. We'll see how things go. But we do have Alec Medford back at the studio holding everything down. Alec, I'm going to lean on you a lot today, all right, buddy?
Lean on me.
Crap, you can't hear me. there we go.
We have a delay.
It's going to be a good fun delay there. So excited about that. It'll be a good day anyway. We got a lot of things going on out here at Taco Bueno in Bedford, live from Taco Bueno in Bedford, 1528 Brown Trail. It is right off the highway. Come in, get your opportunity to get one of the steins. You can just put any kind of beverage in that, man. Any ice cold beverage you like, or maybe a warm beverage. Who knows? Also got the Taco Bueno party boxes with the awesome Taco Bueno hat that I've been trying to steal from everybody. And also, Kevin, Hot Wheels Monster Truck tickets. Ooh. I don't know if that's for this weekend. Is that this weekend? Tonight? Or tomorrow? Tomorrow. Okay, we got tickets for tomorrow. I might snag some of those, too. I'm just letting you know. I might steal everything today,
Kevin. So you're going to take everything people are giving away?
Y'all better get out here, is all I'm saying. Get out here and sign up for your stuff so you can win it so I don't steal it all. But there are a bunch of Tolos here already. Thank you very much, Tolos, for rocking out here and getting this thing rolling this morning at Taco Bueno. All right, guys, let's go ahead and dive into Kevin first. Sorry, Kevin. You can use your eyes to talk to the Tolos out there.
Thanks a lot, Jess.
Jess got you sick? Is that what you think is happening right
now? This is her fault.
Okay, all right.
She knew I needed to rest yesterday, and she gave me a whole bunch of stuff to do.
Why would she do that? I will tell you this, man. The weather the last couple days has put me on my butt a couple different times. My son Carter had to come home early from school the other day. We're just an allergy family. And so it sounds like Kevin's got a little bit of that rocking today. He's going to do the best he can, but we are definitely going to have to get that steroid injection directly into his Adam's apple.
Hurry up, Chris.
That is the only option that we have right now. If you are a doctor and you have steroids and you want to inject Kevin's throat, do that today. We'd love to see it.
Or you have a Z-Pack.
A Z-Pack. If you got one of those, that'd be awesome, too. Whatever you can do, doctors, come out to Taco Bueno, 1528 Brown Trail, and help us out. We'll dive in on this right now, though.
We have an animal doctor.
We do have an animal doctor.
Can I get some animal doctor drugs?
Can we do animal tranquilizers on him? Is that a possibility? She's just laughing. She's not even giving me a yes or no. She's just like, this is funny. Tranquilizers would be fun. I'd like to see you all tranked up, dude. I mean, what would that look like? We don't know. We've never even seen you have a drink, so
you're crazy.
I've seen you before on hydrocodone. You downed a little bit because you had a little sickness going on, and you had the liquid hydrocodone, and you were knocking some of that back in the middle of the show. And I was like, hey Kevin, what are you taking? Is that like Robitussin or something? And you're like, no, it's hydrocodone. And I was like, I'm not sure you should be doing that on air.
do you think if I change my voice, I can do it better?
Does that feel like it's straining more?
Yeah,
or okay, all right, then maybe not. Let's go ahead and dive in immediately then right now to which Raiders player do you fear and where do the Cowboys hold an advantage?
Well, I mean, who did the Cowboys try to trade for?
They tried to trade for Max Crosby.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. That was what Trey Wingo, our insider from last year, told us, is that they were trying to trade for Max Crosby. And they at least made the calls. The way I like to look at that, Kevin, is I think they made every call. I think they called around to all the teams and were like, hey, guys, you guys have any players y'all are interested in unloading some salary that we might be able to work with a little bit, or if y'all are interested in moving on from a couple players. And, Kevin, we did the anatomy of a trade in MLB long ago.
Yep.
And the anatomy of a trade in Major League Baseball is if you're a team that thinks you're a contender, you go and you take over all the roster that you can from other teams that might, you know, that might be like, hey, look, we're not going to make it. We're not making the playoffs. We'd like to go ahead and unload the money and give it to you guys, and y'all take the player on, and y'all can go on and win your World Series if that's what you'd like to do. And the Cowboys, I believe, did make phone calls, found out prices were too much on players, and said, that's way too much for us.
Do you think the Cowboys think everyone is always on sale?
Yes. Yes, because what do the richest of the rich do, Kevin? They say every man has
hookups.
A price.
Oh, yeah.
What did you say, hookups?
Like discounts.
Oh,
not
okay.
Like banging hookups.
Like everybody has a price, and I think that they believe that, look, if we are interested in a player, we can reach out and find out what that price is. Maybe it's not going to be the one that we want to pay, and that's how they ended up with Quinnen Williams, the price they felt comfortable paying, probably not as many ones as they thought they were going to have to give up for other players.
By the way, not saying this is happening, but if somebody texted in and said they did have a Z-Pack, will I be here? Yes. Allegedly.
It's going to be a while before they get here, but there are some tranks that are on the streets, Kevin,
I don't want to trank.
The doctors that are in-house today.
Do you fear Ashton Jeanty, even though he's been very pedestrian this year?
You know, hopping on with RJ and Bobby and Nick Harris this morning, we got to talk a little bit about Ashton Jeanty and how he didn't give the canned answer of, it's they're a good opponent and we look forward to playing
right.
them. He gave the
right.
answer of, I'm going to go destroy them, basically. There has been a bad group of tacklers on this team at times.
Yeah.
And so if you do not wrap him up, you're going to give him extra opportunities to turn upfield, to get lateral, and then find a sliver to get upfield. That is a guy that I definitely do fear. But the thing about this offense, Kevin, is I think it's going to turn into more of a two tight end offense. I know Trey Tucker exists. Trey Tucker is their leading receiver. He's had one really big game for 145 yards. Other than that, Trey Tucker has not been like a dude that's going to blow
right.
you away. He's only got, what, 2-3 targets in the last two games. So he's not a guy that I'm like, oh, man, I'm terrified of him. And, Kevin, when it comes to this secondary, this pass defense, what's the one thing we know is that it has looked like Swiss cheese at any time, and quarterbacks have been able to do that. This is either going to be one of two things. Either the Cowboys' defense is going to be the panacea for Geno Smith, or Geno Smith is going to be the panacea for the Dallas Cowboys' defense. 11 touchdowns, 12 interceptions on the season so far. That's not a good ratio for that quarterback.
What would Mike say? He throws a very catchable ball.
He does. And the thing about
I'm predicting two interceptions.
Two interceptions, and that's the thing. He's at a point now where he is probably risking things he doesn't need to.
To make up?
He's like, okay, I have to make this play because this team isn't good enough. And so I think that's a benefit for the Cowboys, is this is a quarterback that thinks he has to do things that he can't do because the team isn't capable of actually turning things on the way they need to. So this might work out. Now, Tyler Lockett getting there might be another good option for him to throw to. That might help out. But, Kevin, I think it's that defensive line. Devin White's still a good tackling linebacker.
He is.
Laulu, 4 sacks up the middle. Here's the stat I wanted to throw your way,
though.
Laulu's a guy that up the middle I think can get you some pressure. However, I just saw a stat from Brandon Laurie that Tyler Booker – has given up 4.6% pressure rate this year.
That feels low.
For 100 snaps, it's the fifth lowest for any guard in the NFL. And then add to that, that is the lowest for any rookie guard since 2022-2024. So in that time span, it's the lowest pressure rate given up. He's playing very well, so up the middle, I'm feeling very confident there. It's still, and I'm going to ask Jerry about this here in just a little bit at 10:30, it's still the edges. Have we figured out the right five whenever you look at your right tackle, your left tackle situation?
Well, and both of the guards are out for the Raiders, so that could be a potential positive
for your defensive middle. Yeah, your defensive front right now definitely could benefit from them not having their starters out there. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, it's NFL overreaction or reality. This Diggs situation, we got to talk about it next to the fan. And good love throughout the day as we get this thing rolling. Coming up here in about 15 minutes, we will have GM and owner of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones, joining us. We'll talk with him and get everything set up for Monday as the Cowboys take on the Raiders right here on 105.3 The Fan. But right now it is time for some NFL overreaction or reality.
Overreaction or reality, Javonte Williams will finish the season with at least 1,250 yards rushing and 12 rushing touchdowns.
Okay, Javonte Williams. Let's go ahead and look at some stats here in the world, because where he is right now is seventh in rushing. He's at 716 rushing yards. The fact that he's got is it only four touchdowns? No way. How does it?
That's wrong.
What is it? That's big plays, Kevin. Big runs. That's really interesting to me, because the top running backs in the league all have at least five. Most of them 7 to 8. Like Jonathan Taylor has 8. James Cook 5. Edgehan has 8. Breece Hall has 7. He probably added a couple of those last night as he was running around out
Travion
there looking
Henderson,
pretty good.
Yeah,
Travion Henderson looks real good on my bench again. What the hell am I doing with
that
guy?
Why did you not play him?
He scored me 32 points. I need to either trade him or I need to start playing him. But Javonte right now with his with 8 touchdowns, I think he can finish with more touchdowns, honestly, than 12, Kevin.
Okay.
If that's the number you're putting him at.
Yeah, 1250 and 12.
Yeah, I think he can definitely hit that mark on the yards. I am a little concerned. I think that's a reality. I am a little bit concerned about the usage. Now, this is a dude who is like really he is very motivated. He wants to be out on that field as often as possible. He doesn't look like you watch. I love watching his demeanor on the field. He doesn't look like anything's affecting him. He's just like, nope, give me the ball. I'm ready to go anytime. So I think he can hit that touchdown number and go over. I think he can definitely hit those rushing yards.
Alec?
Can you repeat the question for me? I'm trying to work through some technical stuff.
All right, let's move on to the next one. Overreaction or reality, defensive reinforcements like Overshown and Revel will make a big difference.
Overshown and Revel, yes. Kevin, I frequently refer back to Jurassic Park. And that is...
What?
You remember it was the Dallas Bryce Howard one, and it was with Chris Pratt, and they're on the island, and they got the flying stuff going around, and then all of a sudden they have the gigantic dinosaur. And the kid is looking, and he's like, we need more teeth. He doesn't have enough teeth. And so you're like, okay, when's the Velociraptor going to... No, the Velociraptor can't take down the Pterodontus or whatever it is. Not enough teeth. But guess what happens? Out of nowhere, that thing from the water comes out.
Did you call it a Pterodontus?
Don't worry about it. Nobody knows the dinosaurs. Out of nowhere, that big old giant dinosaur swims up and just goes, because he has more teeth. Kevin, I compare that to your roster. You need more talent. Teeth are talent. And this roster has lacked teeth, and now they are getting more of it back. I don't know exactly what Revel's going to be, but I think that he adds a quality to this team they need. And Overshown absolutely is one of the most talented dudes on the field as soon as he steps on it.
You know what? I'm proud of you. I thought that nonsensical analogy was going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But it went exactly with what we were asking. So,
yeah, you're welcome,
man.
Can I throw an overreaction reality out there in the world? Cardi B has welcomed a baby boy into the world with Patriots, Stephon Diggs.
Now, that feels real. It's not real?
My overreaction or reality is babies should wait to be born after the season. That's 8-7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
7881-1053. Babies should not be born in the season. They need to wait. It's nice and warm in there. You know, kind of incubate just a little bit longer. Wait till the season's over. But, I mean, I guess the Patriots season could last longer, so.
So now every woman hates you.
Uh-huh.
That you want them to carry the baby longer.
Adrian mostly because she remembers that experience whenever Avery was in the womb too long as well.
How many pregnant women have you ever run across, like at 9 months, that were like, I wish I could carry this baby longer?
Not a single one. Adrian loved being pregnant. Like, she really enjoyed the whole thing about it.
Until the end?
I think she liked the attention, you know, that came along with being pregnant. That's
okay.
Important, you know.
All right.
Hey, are you pregnant? Yes.
Overreaction or reality? McCaffrey will break Falk's single-season record for receiving yards by a running back. Falk had 1,048. Right now, Christian McCaffrey is on pace for 1,182.
Oh, really? And I think before the season, he was projected at 1,170. So they already had him at a number like that. he's the main piece for that team. Every offensive injury they suffer, they say, screw it, we'll just put more on McCaffrey's plate.
Yeah.
And so there's no way I don't think he gets the targets, receptions, and opportunities to be the guy that carries the load for that team.
All right, overreaction or reality? You would want to grab Tyler Shuck if you're in a fantasy keeper league.
The coach, okay, Chris Olave is a good receiver. Alvin Kamara is a good back out of the backfield. He's a good receiving back as well. Kellen Moore is a good coach. I absolutely would stash him on my bench right now.
Is he a good head coach?
He's a good offensive mind.
Okay.
And I don't know, because I just don't know enough about his leadership or the way that he motivates guys. There are certain coaches that you're like, they motivate with fear or they motivate with just great skill. I think he's very good at this right now, but he has to gain the trust of his team first. I'd absolutely stash that dude on my bench right now.
NFL overreaction reality, the Cowboys will beat the Raiders.
I think that's a reality. Now, nothing about this team, I said this morning with Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton and Nick Harris and all the people on that show. This is a team.
We could have used some of those
people. Yeah, we definitely could have used some of them, except for Sean wasn't there either. But this Cowboys team has not done anything yet to earn they should win this game, no matter who the opponent is. It doesn't matter if it's the Jets. It doesn't matter if it's the Browns. It doesn't matter who the opponent is. And I know Vegas right now has a lesser record. But even still, until the Cowboys prove that they can beat good teams or subpar teams,
right,
they cannot. They I can't just give them the benefit of the doubt right now.
One more for you. Overreaction reality. This is the best NFL weekend of the regular season.
Ooh. So far, we looked at the slate of games that are going on this weekend.
Incredible.
I think Chicago and Minnesota is a game that you have to keep an eye on because Minnesota needs to win. And Chicago is kind of starting to feel like, hey, what was it Ben Johnson said this weekend? Or if you don't believe it now, just wait. And he's like really excited. Tampa Bay, Buffalo. I think the Chargers and Jacksonville is a good game. I think there's plenty of really good slate of games. I don't know what is down the road because there might be some teams fighting for it down the road. But right now, Kevin, is when we should start seeing the best football in the NFL being played. Coming up next, let's talk Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, 1528. Brown Trail here in Bedford at Taco Bueno. Today it is a shout-out Friday, 877-881-1053. Text in your shout-outs throughout the day. We'll have Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones up here in just a moment. But right now I did want to read this, Kevin, from the this is from Tolo Carl. Hi, KNC. You all were in my side of town. I wanted to swing by on my way to counselor. I heard you were sick, Kevin, and
not
wanted
sick.
To say hi before you split. Go Rangers, go Cowboys, Tolo Carl. He's not sick. His voice is just not with us today, and it's not as powerful as usual. That's what
I thought.
I'll
it
say.
Was there this morning.
Yeah, just wait till this
but
first question I have for Jerry regarding you. Whenever we have that discussion with
are
him,
are you gonna ask him if he's embarrassed?
No, I'm not. No,
I'm embarrassed for me.
Well, it's okay though, Kevin. I did want to dive in with this real quick. Let's go ahead and continue a little overreaction or reality. Ooh. Real fast. Titans upset the Texans for their first home win for the Cam Ward era. You think that's going to happen or not?
Overreaction.
The Texans are a really good defense.
No.
You don't think that Cam Ward has found
it yet? I'll believe it when I see it. And then the whole league will be in trouble.
Yeah, and that's what he said. He did say that the league, they're all screwed whenever he figures things out. And hopefully we get to see that. Here's the thing. I don't want to watch bad football. I don't want to see
Cam. So you won't be watching that game?
No. Well, who knows? Maybe this is the week. You know, I don't want to sleep on a week that he turns it up. But I don't want the league. I don't want there to be. I don't want the Jets to be bad. I want to see good football when they step on the field. And on Thursday nights and Monday nights, I want good football happening. Nobody really wants the
You didn't love last night's game?
Man, you know what? I did love those uniforms for the Patriots. I thought those things were sick looking. Some people were calling them the Chargers Northeast.
Yes, I saw that.
And I was like, oh, that's fine. But I really did think that those were some really cool looking looking uniforms. Overreaction or reality? Jamar Chase catches 12 or more passes against the Steelers to make NFL history this weekend.
Ooh, what's the history?
Bengals.
Do we know?
Let's see. Jamar Chase and they had a he caught a franchise record 16 passes on 23 targets for 161 yards and a receiving touchdown last week. To prevent him from ruining their day, getting swept with the Bengals under Coach Tomlin, Chase in Week 7, All-Pro wide receiver, 10 catches against him, were the only two players with double-digit catches versus Pittsburgh this season. Nothing Tomlin and company have tried against Kyle Duggar at the trade deadline. I don't know the history. But
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Because Flacco said he's not worried about losing his job to Joe Burrow when he comes back because he knows that's done. So I'm going to say yes.
It'll be a single season record for catches against a single opponent. The current record is 27. So having that's Jerry Rice against the Rams in 94
yes.
and Michael Thomas against the Buccaneers in 2018. So those numbers right there are pretty interesting to see that. Jaguars' Brian Thomas Jr. breaks out for his first 100-yard game against the Chargers defense.
I'm going to say no.
Okay, I think that you know the addition of Jacoby Myers to that offense. I still like Trevor Lawrence. I still watch him. I'm like, okay, some of those moments, very very good quarterback. Some other moments, not so much. There's an old Weezer video, Kevin. It's called the Buddy Holly song.
Oh, I know that video.
And at the end of the video, the bassist or the lead guitarist is walking out, and Al, the guy who owns the diner, it's Al's Diner, he walks out and he goes, "Hey, great show tonight." And then he goes, "Hey, did you try the chicken?" And he said, "Not so good, Al. Not so good." And that's exactly how I feel about this quarterback play sometimes. You know what, Kevin? Let's go ahead and look at some let's transition here a little bit.
Okay.
As we're still waiting on the general manager and owner, Jerry Jones.
What a great day for that.
And let's dive in on a little baseball nuggets. And, Kevin, unfortunately for me, the MVP awards last night did not fall in my favor.
I told you I was rooting for Rowley, but the betting odds just said I think it's going to be Aaron Judge.
Yeah, I think that this was the wrong thing. But you know what? Let's go ahead and turn our attention to Dallas Cowboys owner and GM. It is Jerry Jones, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Jerry, how are we doing today?
Hey, well, we're doing fine today, and glad y'all have gone to a different location, different phone number, and we've been trying to call in for 10 or 15 minutes, but I've got a crack engineering department knows how to do this stuff.
That's what I'm talking about, Jerry. That's what I'm talking about. You know what? Next time, here's what we'll do. We'll exchange numbers. You can just call me directly next time. Sound good?
There you go.
I do want to let you know my co-host Kevin today. His voice is struggling just a little bit. Is there any way you want to send him some sympathy, or is it all those tough questions he's asked you? You're like, no way he can deal with it.
Well, the man up above has a way of dealing with forked tongue, cynicism. He'll just shut you down. So it's the lesson here is be positive, look for the good in life, and you'll get to talk again.
That's pretty fair. Brad Sham said something like that to me once too. So there you go.
Brad said it. We know it's right.
There you go. Jerry, the press conference from Brian Schottenheimer this week was very powerful. And I think, you know, we met him a couple years ago at training camp, and we were like, this guy's the right guy. And then as he became the head coach, we were like, we know what he's capable of. What were your
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your thoughts on the way that he spoke to the media and to the people this week?
Well, Brian's, I'm not going to say his best skill. I'm just going to say one of his distinctive skills is his people skills. And he knows how to communicate, and that's a complete must have when you're coaching. And he uses it well, and he uses it in all coaching circumstances. And in this particular case, which was not a coaching circumstance, it's just a circumstance of human need. And so it didn't surprise me at all. But I know this: it pays. It's good for him to have that aspect of it, and he's very genuine, and he's genuine in all things, and he's genuine when he sits down and tells a player that he needs to be doing better or he's not going to play. Well, that's hard. That's hard conversation. So we're proud of him.
Have you kind of noticed the mood? What's been the temperature around the Star or in the walls of that building? Because I know a lot of people. They cared for him, and I know you cared for him. What's been the mood, and how has it maybe changed and looked forward since?
How did this happen? How in the world does this happen? And then, of course, those are the questions in these circumstances that are asked. But, he just had such really caring atmosphere around it. There's no question that he had things that from time to time were on his mind. You look back, you look at his personality, kind of the way he handled things, and you say, well, boy, that's probably a sign that it needed some extra attention. But it's just really, I would say, and I'm not expressing that for myself, really. I'm just saying my feeling is that everybody is just a little dumbfounded, much less the sorrow that's involved here for everybody involved.
Yeah, absolutely. I was kind of thinking about this as these guys get ready to take the field on Monday night. They're, you know, they're all talking to each other. They're talking to themselves. Jerry, can you kind of take it back to your playing days? If something like this had happened to you and around you, what would you say to yourself before you put that helmet on and headed out of the locker room?
Well, I think it was therapeutic. It gives you you're fortunate in that you've got that to dwell on. That's your play. I'll never forget when I was a junior, John Kennedy got killed. And we played a game on Saturday, and I think his assassination occurred there Wednesday or Thursday. But I'll never forget, you had, of course, protesters saying we shouldn't be playing the game, and but that was at Arkansas we were playing, and different schools did it different ways. But I know just that early, which wasn't, you'd say, the same circumstances, but just that early, it really caused you to get your mind on away from the tragedy.
And also, I was kind of curious, Jerry, who do you turn to when times are tough? You work with family, you have them around all the time. Whenever things get really tough, who is it that you lean on the most?
Oh, I have the most special support group you've ever seen, and it is they're always there, and I know they're there, and so it really has helped me over the years in my down times. And the main thing is, I want to say right now, is you're not doing anything if you don't have down times, and you don't have troubling times, and you don't have times that you don't see your way out. That is a part of life. It makes the good times better, really. But it's you dealt with, and it's always made me want to, especially young people, especially kids, and whatever I could say that would tell them it's never, never so serious, or never so non-rehabilitating, whatever the incident is, that their son's not going to come up. And so I think that being involved competitively, it's like the players were talking about, it's actually therapeutic to get out here and practice this week and actually play. I get that, because you're lucky. You can put your mind on something else.
Yeah, it's the chapel we turn to. It definitely is, Jerry. The one of the people that I know you had a good relationship with was Al Davis. Do you ever miss mixing it up with him and having that relationship with him?
I do, I always have. What I appreciated Al so much is just that. I'll never forget. We had won one football game. We were catching. We were just being so criticized for having won one football game our first year with the Dallas Cowboys. And everybody was low. And Al and John Madden called me. And, of course, they were running buddies and real. Of course, John coached for Al. But they were real tight, real friends. And they got me on the phone. And they said, we just wanted to call you and tell you, you didn't lose the team. And I won one game but didn't lose the team. I had a ball that was signed by Herschel Walker commemorating that one win, and I was as proud of that as maybe a future Super Bowl trophy. But I laughed at them, and I said, guys, I can't tell you what this means to me. Y'all, I know what you're doing, And I said, I'm not going home. I said, I've burned all my ships, and I can't turn back. And I'm proud to be here even under these circumstances. But I love you for calling me.
You know, that is a good relationship to have, especially early on and, you know, whenever you're doing something like that. Do you have people that you've kind of – because I always looked at Al as kind of a mentor-mentee relationship with you. I don't know if you felt the same way. Do you have people that you have taken on as mentees and kind of worked with and helped develop as they've learned in this business or others?
Well, yes. Yes, I do. And I have them throughout my career, if you will, or my adult life. I was fortunate. I had parents that served that for me as well. And, for instance, my dad called me right after we'd gotten involved with the Cowboys, and they were I was coming at me in every way from Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then I had three $1 billion lawsuits filed on me right about the time that everybody was talking about how I wasn't financially worthy of being in over my head, so to speak. Plus, we weren't winning, and we had traded Herschel Walker, and they wanted to kill us for that. And the bottom line is that Dad called me, and he said, Jerry, he said, I just didn't realize what you were getting into. He said, I've never seen such publicity. I've never seen such countrywide criticism. He said, you know, son, I don't know if you can make it successful, but it's got to look like it is anyway, with smoke or mirror or wire or something, because if not, you're going to be known as a loser the rest of your life. I said, boy, Dad, I said, you really know how to get me going this morning, but that gets me going. I know you're thinking about it.
Oh, that is fantastic. I with those relationships and with Al and other people you've worked with, were things always good interactions, or were there ever tense times there?
Well, I would say that usually for them to have the effect they have, they've had to sometime bust my chops.
Yeah, I bet.
And I will never forget there was a man named Bill Darby, and he had started and built National O-Line Insurance Company. And I'd borrowed a lot of money from him right as I got out of school and to get in the insurance business. And he was such a mentor for me. But I would go and visit with him about every other month and tell him where I stood relative to the financial aspect of it. And one day I went in there, and he said, Jerry, said, you got a lot of talent, and I think you're going to go somewhere. And I was about 22. And he said, but I'm going to tell you something. You're the guy that's sitting at the end of the bar, always talking about what he's going to do but never does anything. And he said, if you don't learn how to handle detail, I don't care how good a salesman, I don't care how charming you are, you're going to be a loser sitting at the end of the bar. Now, you need to straighten up. Well, I can't tell you how much I love Mr. Darby, but that was what you call that kind of love during that time. And he showed me grace several times, because I had a long time and a hard time ever paying him back.
Man, that is a fascinating story right there. That's some tough love, too. And tough love's everywhere. You know, with the kids sometimes, I got to give them some tough love to get them motivated to go.
To me, too.
Yeah, exactly, with Kevin as well. Are you surprised, Jerry? Are you surprised that Pete Carroll hasn't had more of a successful impact on the Raiders' season so far?
I don't know that I would answer surprised. I have a lot of respect for him. Visited with him at length, candidly, at length. When I was hiring Shoddy, but I wasn't visiting with him specifically about becoming the coach of the Cowboys. I was visiting with him about Shoddy. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to give him to give me all that he could share with me about working with Shoddy, because he's actually one of Shoddy's mentors. And the point that I would make is that you just because you have success in one area at one particular time does not necessarily translate to immunity from getting your having some bad times again. And it's everywhere. You again, I was reading an article this morning. It was about executives that go back to the company that they started, a guy like Steve Jobs, a guy like the people in this particular case, that Bob Iger, that's running Disney. And it was talking about those guys that come back for a second run of it don't always get it going the way it seems like they would. Well, they're dealing with different circumstances, different times, different people, different, in their case, market situations. So just because you have done it and really done it on a highly successful basis doesn't mean that when you step in that driver's seat again that you're going to do it again. Doesn't mean it at all. It's a good indication, though, that there's a spark in there that can get it done. And you don't have that if you've never done it before. So I wouldn't throw it out with the dishwater.
Yeah, hopefully he doesn't find that spark on Monday. Are you excited? Are you kind of giddy right now about getting some of these players back out on the field for you Monday night?
Well, I'm excited about when I really look at the impact of as six, really, players that can interject themselves into the 25, 26, 27 players that are active in a game. Because they're going in, they're at meaningful places in our defense, especially. They're at meaningful places in where we really are have had some issues. So yeah, there's no question we're going to be improved.
And also, do you think you have your best five offensive linemen in place already, or do you think that's still kind of a work in progress?
Well, I think that consistency. There are times when those same people, the best five, are outstanding together. The inconsistency as individual as well as a group jumps out at you. That's not uncommon. That's not uncommon. The one of the real misplaced or appreciation is that an offensive line is a team within a team. And, boy, they've got to really be on the same page. In the case of the game today, they've got to really be on the same page with the quarterback as you're identifying what you're going to do before a ball is snapped. All of those things are there. You can have some guys playing some great snaps, and all of them have. But you can have them making mistakes at the wrong time, and that's as big a part of your ultimate success. That's what loses the ball games if you have mentals at the wrong time.
Jerry, before we let you go, I don't know if you've been paying attention. The Mavs and Stars have some stuff going on with their arena situations. Have you had any conversations or discussions about maybe moving the Stars, having them have some land out there near the Star in the Frisco area and building an arena there?
No, we have not. We have not at all. And I know, of course, all of the entities that are involved there and can easily see what you have to really be coordinated for two sports teams to share a common arena and or a common stadium. And it takes an extra team player to be a part of that. We have two situations in the NFL where Rams and Chargers share a stadium, and then we have the Jets and Giants. And those guys really have to work in sync. It's a little bit like that offensive line I was just talking about.
Well,
it's a team
is
within a team. And so it doesn't surprise me that you could have some issues, especially under the dynamics of where you might be thinking about a new stadium. That's bound to create some angst that has to be worked through.
Frisco definitely is a good place, though. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing that out there. Jerry, we really appreciate your time every week. Really look forward to talking with you, and thank you for fighting through some of the issues we've had. We really appreciate that. We'll get that all squared away for you. Look forward to getting this thing going on Monday night.
Since I don't operate with mistakes or glitches, then it's a little hard for me to get on this show with you and this ineptness. But I'm going to live with it.
I appreciate that, Jerry. Yes. Have an excellent weekend.
Bye.
There he goes, Jerry Jones, Dallas Cowboys owner and GM right there in a little bit of a uniquely different interview than typical. But hey, man, this Monday night game, a lot of fun, very excited about it. And this could be a good step for a lot of different people, I think, in a lot of different ways.
But the Stars are not moving to the Star. or outside of the star?
Not that we know of yet.
He said
no. Not that we know of yet. So they haven't had those discussions, what he's told us. All right, coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, it's time to talk with our Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.